pronunciation has been modernized throughout. But because we have retained Chaucer's vocabulary intact, there are some archaic and obsolete words, words that we no longer use. Other words have changed their meaning over the years. Some words with changed meanings are gay, which means splendid or well-dressed, clerk, a cleric or student, dangerous, which does not mean dangerous, but something like cool or aloof, standoffish, often used to describe the attitude of a woman who does not want to appear to yield to a man too readily. Or it can apply to the rather effeminate Absalom, who is of speech dangerous, that is, fastidious. Or it can apply to the devout parish priest, who was not standoffish with sinners. He was not dangerous to them. Obsolete words include whilom, W-H-I-L-O-M, which means once upon a time, and appears at the beginning of many tales. In Flanders, whilom was a company, or whilom there was dwelling at Oxenford. Two unfamiliar words are used to introduce people's names. The first is Height, H-I-G-H-T, John Height that one, and Alan Height that other. John was the name of one, and Alan of the other. The second word is Cleped, C-L-E-P-E-D. She was Cleped, that is, she was called Madame Eglantine. Very common is the word Eke, E-K-E, which means also. Alison Carpenter wears a dress embroidered all before and eke behind, and on her collar about, of coal-black silk within and eke without. There are exclamations such as bensity or benedicity, meaning bless us or bless you. Old-fashioned cries of alarm like harrow and well away. Swink or swinken means to work. Think on God as we do, men that swink, says a working man, a carpenter, to a college student. I trow means I trust, I believe. God wot, W-O-T, is a common phrase meaning God knows. I wot well means I know well. Its past tense is wist, as in for well he wist, for well he knew, a woman has no beard. You will hear that ilka day in Thilka town, meaning that same day in the same town.